The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
It's time for our weekly travel spot with Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie. And Sarah, after 5 o'clock, we're going to be talking about Earth Day. So it may be a little bit incongruous what we're going to talk about now, because there's a lot of people who believe that cruises are the least environmentally friendly way for people to travel around the world. That it's not just the actual carbon footprint of the craft themselves, which are absolutely enormous, the size of football pitches in length and then built up after that, but also the emissions from travelling around the world. How do we get over that, Sarah?
Hi, Matt. I don't know if I'm going to satisfy anybody. My answer is going to satisfy people here, but all I can say is they are, like everybody in the travel industry, they are obviously improving. And a lot of the newer ships are now being powered by liquefied natural gas, which is supposed to be one of the cleanest burning marine fuels, non-electric marine fuels out there. And they do reduce sulfur emissions by as much as 99%. Well, so the stats say anyway.
I have to say, Sarah, I can just think that if John Gibbons is listening, he's self-combusting at present listening to that.
Yeah, I was actually, my next point was going to say maybe it might be better to ask. He'd probably know more about it than me. But they are certainly, we were on Sun Princess recently, and a Princess cruise ship. And one of the days we were in port, we saw this natural gas. The whole hours it spent getting this on board. And when you're docked in ports as well, they now connect to the shore power, so the ship can turn off the engines and use the electric power when you're in port as well. We're not there yet, obviously, but they are improving all the time, and most of the newer ships are using this this new natural gas. And I think that's probably a question maybe for John Gibbons. He'd probably know more about it than me.
Okay, because obviously there's going to be an enormous energy requirement when you have something, as I said, which is probably the length of a football pitch, and which then can go up to 15 stories in height of accommodation levels as well. Tell us, for example, of this Sun Princess that you were on. Just describe what's on it, because these are like your resort hotels that you might see in Vegas, except they float.
Yeah, that's right. This is a brand new ship for Princess Cruises. It just launched there at the end of February, and I was on it over Easter holidays and absolutely loved it. I've cruised with Princess before, and I really like their ships. This is a bigger ship, and it has a lot more, it's a bit more modern, more facilities than the other. It's a different class of ship, but it can hold 4,300 passengers. Now, for people who don't know, that might sound like an awful lot, and it is their biggest ship so far. But there are other ships out there. For instance, the largest ship, which I can talk about afterwards, Icon of the Seas, that can hold 7,600 passengers. So, you know, it's a big ship, but it doesn't feel, for me, that's the kind of, I prefer that kind of size. It doesn't feel enormous when you're on it. There's plenty of space. It was completely full during Easter holidays. And one of the things that struck me the most was how much space there was. You know, we never had an issue trying to get a sun lounger at the pool. There was never queues for food. It just felt really, the space on board was fantastic.
And then what sort of bars and restaurants do you get?
Yeah, well, there's 30 different bars and restaurants, and the food is one of the things that Princess Cruises will be renowned for. Food is really, really good. Lots of complimentary options. And one of the things I liked was their main dining. So for people who don't know, every cruise ship will have like a main dining room, and that would have the more traditional style dining. But they have it split over, and that's all complimentary to part of your cruise. But they have it split over three decks. So on the ground floor is kind of like more traditional, maybe 2-hour meal. The mid floor is slightly quicker, but still that kind of traditional style. And then the top floor, it's like an American dining, the all day breakfast kind of American cuisine. So you can kind of have whatever dining experience you want included in that. And then there's also plenty of other complimentary dining as well. Loads of outdoor dining by the pool and that. We did go to a couple of the specialty dining restaurants, but there was plenty there if you didn't actually if you didn't, you didn't have to do that. You know, there was loads of choice.
What sort of entertainment would you get on a cruise ship? Because, you know, the perception that many people have that this is for the for retired people, that is for people when they get to a certain age in life.
Absolutely, definitely not. there's a cruise for everybody out there, and there's definitely some ships are more geared towards older clientele. I'd say Princess is probably more mid-range. You know, you'll get some families on board. This particular ship is probably more for families than any of the other ones. They have a whole top deck geared towards kids with lots of different activities, high ropes courses and slides and all that kind of thing. But generally speaking, I'd say it's kind of more mid-range. Lots of couples on board. Fantastic. They've theatre obviously with shows and things like that, but there's a beautiful dome, this brand new dome that's not on any of their other ships, which is like a solarium by day with an indoor pool, and then they cover the pool and it's like a theatre by night where there's fabulous acrobatic shows on. We saw one of them. It was fantastic. And one of the things as well that was really good about Princess is they have this technology called the Ocean Medallion, which is like a, it's like a key or a coin. And it's this incredible technology that no matter where you are on the ship, the staff know who you are. So you can order a drink on the app. The Wi-Fi is brilliant, by the way, on the ship. It's one of the best I've found. Your drink will come. So if you're lying at the pool, you don't have to go up and go to the bar, put on your clothes and queue up at the bar. You just order a drink in your app and there it arrives. So yeah, it's definitely like it's not necessarily geared for older people at all. Very much mid-range, you know, my age plus families as well. But there are other ships then that would have even more again for families.
Yeah, give us the example, say, of Icon of the Seas on the Royal Caribbean route.
Yeah, this is the brand new ship launched in January. It's the largest cruise ship in the world, and it literally was designed with families in mind. In fact, I find it hard to imagine somebody going on it without kids, because it's, even when you see it, just it's so colourful, and it's, there's like a six slide water park. There's like a high ropes course with zip lines. There's actually a resident golden retriever on board, would you believe? They have like, it's just non-stop kind of action, entertainment. There's like loads of different neighborhoods on board. A lot of them are actually new to this ship. And I remember when I posted it on Instagram back in January, people thought it was AI. They didn't believe it was actually it was actually real. But again, this is a massive ship. This is 7,600 guests. So, you know, you'd kind of want that kind of atmosphere. You'd want to want kids, amazing for teenagers, all that sort of stuff. So going back to what I'm saying about there's a cruise for everybody, like some people would absolutely love that, you know, but it wouldn't be for everybody. It's just, it depends on your own kind of personal style, what type of holiday you like.
Yeah, we have done it in our family previously, and the kids in particular, when they were younger, loved going on them with regards as the major treat to go. And particularly because you can get on and get off nearly every day and get to see some remarkable places on day trips.
Absolutely. This is what's great, particularly about the Mediterranean ships. You know, some people are afraid, they think they'll get bored. I mean, besides all the amazing things I've just talked about that are on these ships, you know, with the most of the Mediterranean, you can get off every single day. You may have one day at sea out of seven, but otherwise you're in port, and you can, you don't have to get off every day if you don't want to. In fact, if you don't get off, you have the nice quiet ship to yourself, which is nice too. But you can get off and see places, fabulous places all the time. So that's what I kind of love that about a cruise. It kind of gives you a taster for a place. It makes you like say, oh, actually, I really like that. I'd like to go back and spend a holiday there. Or you might see somewhere you actually thought would be nicer and you decide you don't want to go back. So it's really good for that experience, just seeing new places all the time.
What sort of prices do cruises cost?
Well, it depends really. I mean, some Princess, I thought the prices were really good. There's deals there in August for a couple for $12.49 per person, including flights and all your meals. You can pay extra, that they have these fabulous packages where you buy your drinks package and your Wi-Fi and all these included. from €58 per person per day if you want to do that. A family price is €989 per person, including flights in August. The Royal Caribbean, they've got great value on other ships. Icon of the Seas is in the Caribbean at the moment, and they did such an incredible job marketing it. The prices are quite high, but they are bringing out a new ship in I think it could be August, Utopia of the Seas. You may nearly get better deals on that, and it'll be more or less the same type of ship. But there's loads of other Royal Caribbean ships that would have similar kind of activities, and they would be better value than this brand new one.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Derek in Tipperary says it's not just the carbon footprint of the cruise ship itself, but also the fact that the majority of the passengers will get flights to the ship's departure port and fly home again, doubling the polluting effect, says Dave or Derek. Yes, we can understand that. Another one says Virgin Voyages is for adults who don't want the kiddies around but who want fun.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.